There is nothing worth more that would ever come close. No thing can compare. You are living whole. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. As we begin our day 7 of 31 days of prayer, we come before your presence, God, asking for you to fill us up with your goodness, fill us up with your love, fill us up with your presence. Help us to be more aware of all that you are, For you are the very air that we breathe. You are the reason that we live and move and have our very being. You are the substance of our lives. And so we bless your name today and now and forevermore, because you are everything that we need and more. Nothing can compare to you. You're our living hope. Your presence is what we long for. It's the substance of our lives, a sustenance of our lives, and what keeps us moving, what keeps us breathing, what keeps us going, what keeps us living, what keeps us doing everything that we're able to do. It is because of you. You are the very essence of life for us. And there's nothing worth more. There's nothing that can compare. You are our living hope. You're everything that we need and more. So come flood this place. Come flood this presence. I mean, come flood this atmosphere with your glory and your presence and your love and your kindness, so that we might be more like you. Day by day, continue to mold us. Day by day, continue to shape us. Day by day, continue to honor us and lift us up. And God, encourage us, embolden us, empower us, breathe into life into us. God, each and every day, God, let your anointing fall afresh on us. God, each and every day, allow us to feel your presence and to feel your anointing and to feel your glory, God, in the name of Jesus, and to welcome you, God, into our place. If we lift you up, God, and if we offer unto you praise, Lord, you come in and you inhabit our praises, Lord. We can welcome you, God, to come no more and have your way into our situation and into our lives, God. If we would just open up our mouths and bless the God of our salvation. You are a mighty God. You are an awesome wonder. There's no one that can compare to you. You are a living hope. You are not a dead God, but you are living and you are alive in me. I welcome you into this place. I welcome you to fall afresh. I welcome you into this vessel that is an empty for your glory. We are aware of your glory. We are aware of your presence. We are aware of your anointing, God, and we welcome you, Holy Spirit. You are welcome here. Come flood this place. Come fill the atmosphere. Your glory, Lord, is what my heart longs for, to be overcome by your presence, overcome by your spirit, overcome by your anointing. We love you, Lord, today. Because you are a good God, a God that loves us in spite of our faults and in spite of our issues and in spite of our situations. And as we continue to travail in prayer, you tell us that men ought to always pray. So as we continue to travail during these 31 days of prayer, oh God, we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Lord, we want you to prepare us to enter into 2017, oh God, with a greater anointing, with more power, with a closer relationship with you, a better understanding of your word, that our breakthrough might be there waiting. We want to break past our limitations. We want to break past our things that have caused us not to be more than overcomers. But God, you have something more for us. And as we have moved forward in 2016, we're ready for our breakthrough. We're ready for our higher calling. We're ready for the greater anointing. We're ready for everything that you have in store for us and that you have planned for us. Have your way, God, in our lives. Make us the vessels that you need for us to be. Be glorified in everything that we say. Be glorified in everything that we do, so that we might exude you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, because I want your spirit. I want you to reflect out of me. I want more love. I need more love. I need more joy. I need more peace. I need more long-suffering. I need more gentleness. I need more goodness. I need more faith. I need more meekness. I need more temperance, God. I need more of your spirit, and I want to reflect you in every single way possible. I want you to remain, because only my fruit will remain. All that I do, all that I sow, all that I labor, oh God, if it's not for your glory and not for your honor, then those things won't remain. But only what I do for Christ will last. So help me to be about my Father's business today. Help me to do your will, to submit to your will and to submit to your way. Not my will, God, but let thine will be done, so that you might be glorified.
so that you might be honored and adored, so that you might be lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus, so that I may be where you have destined for me to be on this day, because you have a higher calling for me today. You have a closer walk with me today. Oh, God, you have a greater anointing for me just today, not tomorrow, God, not next week, but you have something greater in store. For your word declares that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men. What good things you have in store. I just need your anointing. I just look for your refreshing, because you have so much more in store for me. And so I submit to you, because you know what's best for me. I surrender to your will, and I say, not my will, God, but let thine will be done. Because you are a keeper. You are a way maker. You are a mind regulator. You are everything that we need and more. You are the wheel in the middle of a wheel. There's no one that can compare to you. You are our living hope, and I praise you. You are our glory. You are everything that we need and more. And so I bless you, Lord, this morning, and I thank you for another opportunity to lay myself down before your throne of grace. Thank you that I have direct access to you, that I can come before your presence with singing. I can come before your presence with praise. I can present my praise before you as a living sacrifice, Lord, and you will receive my worship. You will receive my praise as a sweet-smelling savor before you. Let my praise reach you and get your attention today. Let a song of praise exude out of me, rise up in me, to make your name great and make your name glorious today. Lord, help me to live under your influence today and not the influence of the world. For God, many are the afflictions of the righteous. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God, we don't have to rely upon him. We can rely upon you. You have already overcome the world. Help me to live under your influence today, that I may represent you to the fullest in everything that I say and do, in speech, in discussions, in thoughts, in actions, in my walk, in my talk. Help me to exude your spirit. I don't want to be under the influence of anything else. So put flesh under subjection so that you may get the glory out of my life. And God, if you do this, I'll be careful to give all the glory to you. I won't give it to anyone else, but all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, it shall be thine because it belongs to you. I bless your name even now, and I give you all the glory. I give you the praise, and I give you the honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray this day. Amen and amen. Our scripture this morning is coming from Galatians 5, verse 22 through 23, and it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." The law of the flesh cannot hinder or cannot stop the law of the Spirit. And so if we choose to live under the rule of the Spirit of God, then God can have his way. And we should look, we should anticipate, we should expect to exhibit or to represent all of the fruit, not just pieces. I mean, not just a piece, not just one or two, but to submit God and allow him to have his way in our lives so that his spirit might flow and exude out of us. God bless you. I want to encourage you to go check out our website and to read the rest of the thought. The prayer will be added there shortly so that you can continue with us in our journey on 31 days of prayer as we march towards victory and our breakthrough. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you. Bye-bye.